A pay raise for state employees and a $100 million boost for capital projects makes Delaware Governor John Carney's spending plan very different from last year's bare-bones budget. Details from WHYY's Mark Eichmann.
What a difference a year makes. Delaware's financial situation is very different as Carney presented his second budget proposal to state lawmakers. Last year, the state faced a $400 million deficit. This year, Carney's plan would grow the budget by 3.49%.
This is a budget that makes Delaware stronger, focuses on making our state more competitive, addresses some of our critical needs in supporting the schools in our state, and does it in a sustainable way.
The budget includes a 2% pay raise for public school teachers and a $1,000 pay raise for state employees. Carney said it's the right time to support state workers.
We're competing with private industry. We're having a really difficult time on the correctional officer side. A lot of our employees are really underpaid relative to the private sector.
For the current fiscal year, the state expects to take $100 million more in revenue than expected. Carney's budget plan would move that surplus money into the new budget to fund one-time items like infrastructure and economic development. He expects convincing lawmakers to go along with that idea and not use that money in the current fiscal year to be one of the toughest fights ahead. Republican State Senator from Southern Delaware, Ernie Lopez, applauded the governor's approach.
I think this is the year that all 62 members of the General Assembly need to be fiscal conservatives. And I really say that on the fiscal point. And that's it. So we need to focus on the dollars and cents and make sure that we're finding value for taxpayer dollars and know that the work that we are going to be doing this year is going to really be important going forward.
State lawmakers have until June 30th to approve a budget, a deadline they missed last year. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.